everybody, welcome back to Drams for Dummies. I am with one of my favorite lifetime dummies, Joe. Joe, I feel like we know high school?
High school.
It wasn't middle school, it was high school.
No, because you went to a different middle school, I believe, yeah.
Antioch.
Antioch, I was at Eastgate.
You were an Eastgate guy.
Yeah.
He was other side of the tracks.
That's right.
From Antioch, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
And then I had a CD store, and Joe was a customer at the CD store.
I was a frequent customer at the CD store.
Yeah.
And we played softball.
We did play for the Rockers, the Listening Room Rockers.
That's right. That's right. We played a few years there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good times.
That
was the year that I got hit with this in the shin, I believe, with a baseball when I was pitching, maybe.
Okay.
And I had the markings of the stitching of the ball embedded in my leg.
Oh God.
And it was bleeding from the stitching. It was pretty.
Do you still have a scar from that?
No.
Oh, that's not a cool story then. You gotta have a scar.
But the blood was in the outline of the stitching of the ball.
That's when we went hard. It was not we weren't beer leaguing it. We were playing for keeps.
Yeah.
We had a 60-year-old postal carrier who like
was
the ringer.
Yeah.
Like Sean, I think, was the name.
Steve.
Steve.
Something like that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That was a good time. That was a long time ago.
It's not a shortstop. It's not a softball channel. It is a whiskey channel. And that's how we actually got back in touch.
That is.
So I'm on. We're both on one of the big. Actually, hold on. I think one of these. Oh no. Yeah. This one. Yeah. So KC Rickhouse, shout out to KC Rickhouse. We saw each other's names or comments or something there.
Somebody posted something.
And then so I was like, then we reached out and yada, yada, yada. Now we're doing this channel and now here he is. And so we're back. And so again, the beauty of the bourbon and the whiskey is that it brings people together and it's a social drink. And so we actually, he was over here before the channel doing things out of my pantry and we were talking about how I do blinds, and he was kind of taking notes on that because it's not something he's ever done. And so we were just kind of catching up on how this channel even came to be. So crazy how all the stuff works.
Big circle.
Yeah, absolutely. So like and I maybe know this, but I've probably forgotten at this point, but I mean for the benefit of our four viewers, how long have you been into the whiskeys, the bourbons?
So I didn't get into the whiskeys and bourbons until maybe 2020.
Okay.
And I was doing keto at the time.
Okay.
And I needed something that didn't have a lot of sugar in it.
Okay.
Something that still did it right.
Yeah.
And I just kind of started drinking this. And I don't know, I liked it. And I like the culture behind it. And I like how people are coming different ways to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just learned and grown and learned more, and it's fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
It kind of starts to become an addiction too.
I think a lot of us,
I don't have that bottle.
I gotta go get that. I gotta go spend three times what it's worth just to have that bottle. And
right.
Yeah. I feel like it didn't become too much of an illness, but it definitely was at a place where I needed to woe that down a little bit.
Yeah.
And once you're talking about secondary market stuff,
right.
and that might also be where we connected to was kind of seeing how that works. And we don't talk a lot about it, but it's a reality that pushes prices up and does all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I've just gotten to a place where I'm like, all right, I did it a little bit here and there, and usually I wasn't going out and hunting and paying way over for the bottles, but I would move open bottles that weren't tripping my trigger that I knew would be, someone else would love it more than I would. But now that I'm doing this, I don't want to move bottles, and I don't really believe in going up and paying double or triple retail for things anymore either. And like you and I were just talking off camera about the blind barrels. Shout out, of course, to my unofficial sponsor, Blind Barrels, and how they're introducing people to the smaller distilleries and the craft distilleries that are doing it right, doing it uniquely, doing it locally. And that's fun because we have in our minds what bourbon or whiskey tastes like based on these three or four or five legacy distilleries, and just taste really weird, different, unique things that these other people are spending a lot of cool time on, is that's kind of fun for me now. So, and then it kind of draws back to what we're doing with this channel. You've brought us something, which I don't know if you can see on the camera for because of the angle, but you've brought us for something that I don't know what it is, of course, and it looks so incredibly dark. It's like I couldn't be more excited to try it. You've poured enough for us that if if I finish this, and as is a theme on my channel so far, is that I'm always doing this on empty stomachs, usually. So I end up buzzed out by the end. I think one of my episodes with Justin, I'm just like cussing every other word by the end because I was like completely buzzed and starved. It's fun. Yeah, it's part of the fun. I also tonight, after you leave and we're cleaned up, I will go get my Taco Bell and pour my bourbon and Coke. Sure. That's my thing. But yeah, like this, I'm excited about this because the darkness can mean a lot of things. It can be age. So it can be a super old bourbon whiskey that we're drinking, and it could be finished, which is always unique and fun because what's it finished in and what's bringing the color and what flavors is it going to bring? If it is finished, I'm already an idiot when it comes to this stuff. You guys already know that if you followed any of this at all. I can't pull notes out of standard bourbon. So if it's going to be finished, I'm going to be like, well, it's weird. I don't know what it is. So, and now, especially with the finishes, people are only there's just hundreds and hundreds of crazy barrels and things and combinations that people are doing. So I'm excited to try this. So we'll talk as we go, like everybody does when they do this, you know, drinking and having a good time. Oh, by the way, if you catch a little wisp of music, we're on the 90s alternative station. One, because we're 90s high school guys, so that's just in our wheelhouse. It's some of the best 90s music, some of the best music ever, and so he requested that. He started going down some different rabbit holes. I'm like, I don't know. Well, let's just stick with we'll just stay with 90s alternatives. So we got Cake right now, Mexico, which I like. Nah, that's an off. That's not the most famous Cake. No. So again, if you've not joined us before, I'm drinking this blind. I don't know what. Oh, actually, I'm going to have him show you what it is.
Yeah, you want me to grab the bottle?
Yeah, I'm going to hide my eyes so that he can show you and you guys know what it is. And then I'm the only one in the room that doesn't know what it is, so.
And you can't see, right?
I cannot see. I don't want to see.
Okay, you can't see.
Cannot see. Turn my head a little more.
Hope that's focused.
That's probably good enough.
Okay.
All right. Keep my eyes shielded from the rebagging. All right, are we away?
Yeah.
Sweet. So if you've got this at home, pour yourself a dram and enjoy it with us, and then you can listen to my ridiculous notes and be like, what is he talking about? That doesn't even make sense. And if you don't have this, hopefully you pour something else that you love and you can drink your own thing and think about your own notes while I do this ridiculous. So cheers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, the first thing, this guy, he just goes right into the drink. He doesn't even care about the nose. He's like, let's just roll. And if I tell people here, like, I direct theater, and I'm in a show, I'm directing a show right now, and it's like, when you're directing, it's like, some directors are acting first, singing, you know, whatever. Singing, acting, dance, if you're doing a musical. I'm always acting first. Other people, that's the last thing on their list.
Okay.
Nose might be my number one.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, like my wife Erin will like, she's watched me become nearly orgasmic over a good nose, and she's like, I don't even know how much you like taste. She's like, she's
smelling.
Yeah, if it smells good enough, like I just want to live in that glass. I don't even want to ruin it with a drink. I'm like, that's just so good. And
yeah, so what do you think of this?
I mean, it's a really, really nice nose. My gut, I can't even swirl this. You've got so much in here. Hold on, let me get a little.
Sorry, hey, you want to pour some in here?
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's finished. Just because it's not, if it was this dark off age, I feel like it would be hitting me a lot more in the face with like that oaky, tanniny thing going on.
Oh, I should look at the proof. You want the proof?
I don't want it right now. I want to not know anything. Okay. We'll know it. They know it already.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You may or may not know it, and then I'll know, and then I'll pour you something off that. But
okay.
Yeah, I like this a lot. This is fun. This is the fun of finishes, if it's finished. is some really work for you and some don't. And it's that's hard for me to buy them sometimes. And I'm like, God, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to like that or not. So, and it may not be. Don't say anything. But I kind of feel like this could easily be in the cognac. Cab. I don't know. Somewhere in that winey, boozy thing. I don't know where it is. It's not like an orange, I don't think. But it's nice. It feels very rich. It feels very decadent. It feels very deep in kind of its smell. It doesn't feel super complex, and that it doesn't seem to have like 18 different things happening. Every time I come back, it's fairly similar, but it's nice. It's just really nice.
Got good legs too.
Oh, love that. Yeah, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna see if this is it. Okay. Yeah, crazy. I'm not high proof, I don't think. Maybe 100-ish, I don't know. Guessing. I make this up as I go. It's sure. Part of the fun of the channel. Maybe at some point.
I'm enjoying watching you because I really like this one.
Okay. No, I like it. What I would say is that kind of like the nose, like the palate, it's smooth. It's got good viscous. Mm-hmm. It fills the mouth sure. Nice. But it doesn't punch.
Right.
It doesn't have, I like a ride. I'm kind of like, I like riding the bull where I'm like, if I don't drink it right, it kind of kicks you in the balls a little bit.
Yeah.
This one feels like it's pretty easy drinking. It's not complex in the palate, but the finish sort of zinged back with almost a cinnamon kind of a, it had more going on. It had a different flavor punch in the finish that wasn't in the palate, which is unique. And not in the nose either. So that's fun. It's kind of did three different things where the nose kind of was this rich, decadent thing. The palate was kind of more of just a sweet, easy, caramel thing. And then then it had like a kind of a cinnamon kick in the back. That's my first impression. If I was going to... I like that nose. I like that nose a lot. Like that is one where you smell it and like that something in the front of my brain like just relaxes and just tingles. It's just like there's some endorphin hit right there where you're just like, and it is. It's like I have a hot tub and I'm almost in there every morning and there's just like it just sometimes that settles over you and you're just like, this a good nose will do that to you. I like it. It's different. It is a little different every time I come back to the nose. I mean, what do you pull out of it? I mean, you know what it is, but like, what notes are you getting?
Like, in my limited capacity of smelling it, mm-hmm. my nose. I don't know. It's not overpowering, but it's strong. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's got a bold.
It's rich.
Bold,
it's
rich big, flavor. Yeah. Right.
Big nose, but not.
But it's not overpowering. Uh-huh. To where it's not making me just like
wince right.
or anything
which
like that.
Which kind of feels like the proof maybe is not up there. It's not killing you. When you get your nose, I like to pull. I think Jess is like, geez, you're just going all the way in the glass, and I'm like. The proof will sometimes tell you that. Like, if I can get my nose all the way in there.
Well, I know with drinking wine, like, we used to buy a lot of wine, and we would swirl it, and mm-hmm. I would try to be fancy and try to smell it, and looking at the legs, and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just really enjoy this one, but...
I do, too. I like the finish a lot. It runs. It lasts. It doesn't just fall off. And as I keep talking, it kind of keeps... It's kind of still doing something for me. Finish is the thing, and I said something on a prior video, maybe with Blind Barrel's owner. Nose is one for me. Finish usually comes in last because I'm not very good at understanding it or being able to pick out notes out of it.
When you say finish, you're talking about that aftertaste.
Yeah, kind of. After you've swallowed it, kind of what's it do then? Is in your throat, in your mouth still? Is it still rolling and running? Does it have a different flavor that comes back? Does it have a different... And this one does. Like, I feel like this has more almost experience, more ride in the finish than it does in the palate. The palate's easy, and then it sort of kind of runs on you, and you got that like, Kentucky hug, that burn kind of through your chest. It definitely has that. It's good. It's really good. I got to score it somehow. It's different. And I think that's kind of maybe where I think finish too, because I'm just like, it's not like in a wheelhouse that I know. And you talk about the wine. That was an interesting thought you had too. Like, I equate this with red wine, especially,
right,
in that my dad did the wine by Jennifer in Parkville. Yeah. And so like, it's been aged and usually in oak, and it's been aged over time. And it's like, where did it come from? How long did it age? What did it, what was its aging process? There's so much similarity to bourbon. I never got to a place with wine that I could do what I do here with it. Like, I never went that deep with it. So I tend to feel like there's more variance and complexity in the bourbons, but also because the mash bills are so different.
Fruit's so different.
Yeah. Red wines, red grapes. Yeah. And
my wife, she was really big into wine for a long time.
Yeah.
And we would, you know, we start out at a $20 bottle, and next thing you know, as you get older and you're doing well in your career, you increase your price of your wine. And I started noticing the difference between a $20 bottle of wine and an $80 bottle of wine.
I'm trying to turn that down, and I'm going to, sorry, go ahead. 20 and an 80, oh yeah.
But there's a big difference, typically. And a lot of times, if you haven't drank enough wine, you don't know that. Or you can't feel that in your palate and your mouth and everything.
But you start
noticing things, and you start pulling stuff out and
understanding why it's an $80 bottle versus $20. But then also, did you have the experience like my dad would talk about, and we've talked about with bourbons and whiskeys, where price is not the indicator of quality.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, like you can have a $20 bottle of wine that kicks a $100 bottle. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it really is like getting to a place with your palate where you can discern, which is the fun of the blinds.
Yeah.
I don't know what this costs. This could be a $10,000 bottle of bourbon. This could be a $20 bottle of bourbon. And I just have to go, what do I taste? What do I like? And whatever it is. Yeah. And you hope you love it and it's cheap.
Yeah.
Versus, oh my God, now I got to go buy it.
And available.
And available, which is always a thing too.
Yeah.
All right, I got to give scores on this because I got to get you a blind. God, I don't have any idea. And the music, and people have learned about me, I have ADHD, so when there's noise, I love the music, but also the talking we do distracts me.
Yeah.
The music distracts me.
So do the viewers know how you how you score? And what categories you score on?
Like, when you watch a lot of these guys, they're so good at it. They can pull all the notes. They can pull the distillery. They can pull the proof. And then they just go, you know, I every episode, I think I talk about Matt Porter. He's the GOAT. And he just goes, I don't know, 8.2, which I really think I could do as well. I could just go, overall, I feel like this is. It's probably the easier way to do it. Overall, I think this is an 8. Overall, I think this is a whatever.
Right.
But I get a little bit more scientific because I'm just dorky like that. So I give a 1 to 10 score on the nose. I give a 1 to 10 score on the palate, and I give a 1 to 10 score on the finish, and then I total it and average it by the 3, and then I come up with my overall average score of 10. Yeah. And what I have said a lot is I score so similarly, nothing gets 10s, but nothing's going to get a 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. So it's like everything's
gotta be really bad.
It's got to be super bad, and no one's going to probably do that, but it'd be interesting if I was like, I hate...
Although, I might have... I should have brought that bottle, too.
That thing that you think is a scone?
It's horrible. I got that in an exchange that we had.
Well, what is it?
You want me to tell you?
Well, you didn't bring it, right?
I didn't bring it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a Sonoma Valley, but it was like cherry wood and vanilla.
Sonoma Valley is a distillery?
Yeah.
Or
Sonoma. Maybe it's just Sonoma. And if you guys like it, I apologize.
In the comments, right? If you've had Sonoma, I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah. I can send you a picture later, but... It was not what
and
I was
And it was
expecting.
Finish, you said?
Yeah.
What was the finish?
It wasn't in different barrels or anything.
Oh.
But it had like the vanilla and cherries and cherry wood's the finish.
Okay.
Orange in there. Like, it was very fruity.
That's what you were pulling note-wise?
That's taste-wise, nose-wise.
They weren't putting that flavor into the thing. It wasn't a flavored whiskey.
Maybe?
I don't know.
It was horrible. And so there was one night where I was just trying to get through a glass of it. So I started mixing it with root beer or Orange Crush or 7-Up.
Oh, my God.
And,
root beer.
And, like, Orange Crush is actually probably the best one that I mixed
with. That sounds interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I can see Orange Crush being a cool mixer for some, like, cheap bourbons.
It was just bad.
I can't see root beer being a mixer.
Root beer was... I was just pulling stuff out of my fridge.
Can something make this taste good?
Right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And if you're a big Sonoma person, you know, first of all, sorry if you own or work for the company.
And I know that they have a whole bunch of different varieties, too.
Right.
So I just happened to get one particular one, and it just wasn't for me.
Gotcha. I've decided I'm not going to, I can't finish this.
Yeah, it's too much. Finish it.
And you're not going to finish it either.
Nope.
But this is going to, I'm just going to use this pour in our,
okay,
in our flight. So I got to get scores. Stop talking to
me. I'll be done.
Shut it. By the way, what's playing right now is, I think Spotify, with all their AI and all their being cute, they really, they don't even show you, they don't even give you like a real legitimate like playlist. They give, they gear it to what they know you listen to. So the Mother Hips is playing right now. And if you haven't heard of the Mother Hips,
I haven't.
Most people haven't. It's not a really popular, it's my, it's one of my, all, it's probably my favorite, if not top three of all time bands.
Okay.
They're still out there making music in California. If you know the Mother Hips, throw me a comment and be like, I love the Mother Hips, and I'll send you something free. Maybe just a, I'll blow a kiss your direction. But if you love the Mother Hips, like, they're the best band ever. But, and if you are the Mother Hips, get to freaking Kansas City. You're pissing me off with your staying west of the Rockies. This is BS, man. Like, you've got fans east of the Rockies. Like, get off the coast, you hippies.
Yeah, so, I'd go to a show.
Oh, so good. Okay.
You need a score.
I do.
You should talk through it.
Shut up! I'm thinking. The computer is running. I was actually debating between a 7. I'm probably going to go 7 on the palate. It could... I decided I got to get meaner on my scores because everything just ends up being the same score.
They're all 7s
They're all 7s and 8s, yeah. That's just... It's not offensive. It's easy drinking. It's fairly simple. It doesn't blow my socks off, but I can't knock it for anything, so I gotta say it's good.
Yeah.
Which, so I gotta say, I'm just gonna go 7. I feel like the finish comes back and does a little bit something extra. I like it. I'm gonna go 7.5 on the finish.
What was your nose?
8.5.
Oh.
And if you've watched the channel enough, and I just gotta hope that there's like 8 of you out there that are like, I've watched all 4 hours of your weirdness. That you know that my joke is I give 8s kind of, if I just sort of give 8s quickly to noses, very, I don't know why. It's like, like the last blind I did was like 8, 8, 8. I'm like, that's not right. Then I come back later on and I put them next to each other and start moving things around.
Yeah, you just reconfigure it.
So the fact you got an 8.5 is good.
That's a bonus.
And I should probably be able to do this math in my head, but I can't.
Yeah, 23 divided by 3, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I guess we could just do the actual math, the 23 part. But I'm going to do all of it. 23 divided by 3.
7.7. Yeah.
Which, ding, 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 I think, out of all three of my guests so far,
I think
this might be number one so far. Now, I feel like a 7.7, if it doesn't get beat by somebody, I'm going to be angry at everyone I bring on. Like, you can't bring me an 8 or you can't bring me anything top shelf in my world. Like, you're going to bring me 7s, like, whatever. Yeah. But I feel like I've had 1792 small batch.
Oh, I have one of those.
I think that was, and that's a good solid $35, 7.5.
No, I have a single barrel, but yeah.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, mine's still sealed. I haven't had it yet.
That's probably going to be better than just the regular small batch. Okay. But. And then my brother, I can't remember what he brought, but I can't remember why I scored it either. I think I was being nice, maybe a 7.2, probably more like 5 or whatever. I don't know. But, so all right.
Sorry, Josh.
Yeah, sorry, man. He knows. 7.7. So whatever this is, that you guys know what it is. I guess I get to know what it is now.
Yeah, you can pull it
out. Yeah, go pull it out.
Pull it out.
Because I can pour, then I get to pour a blind. My wife's going to walk in the door any minute. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Little Sagamore. This is interesting. Okay.
So, Sagamore Spirit out of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Double Oak.
Mm-hmm.
We happened to be in Baltimore for an event, and we took a tour of the distillery, and we did a tasting, and this one blew me away for everything that they had on their tasting. I thought this was fantastic.
Didn't I get you, don't you have a Sagamore from me?
I do. I have.
Which one is that?
It's a flavor, not a flavored, but cherry.
Sherry cask finish, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. Okay, so.
In fact, that's the reason why I came over.
Oh, but, to come get the Sagamore.
Yeah.
And then he drank all of my top shelf shit. So, yeah, I think he had Coy Hill. I think, I don't know
what.
Oh,
I did have the Coy Hill. That was fantastic.
That's how you know we're friends. Cause,
although,
you,
the gate, the, what was the gate one?
Four gate.
Four gate was fantastic.
That was that's the Kelvin, what do I have, five or six? So, that's.
That was fantastic.
That, yeah.
That's still in the back of my head.
Now you know we're friends because he's getting Coy Hill and Fourgate off my top shelf, and now he's on an episode too. Yeah. So Sagamore, you guys already saw this. First of all, I didn't even try to say the bourbon or the rye part. I should have said that. I don't know if I would have pulled rye because it's not super peppery. It's not super spicy, but it is double oak, so it's not finished. So that was me being an idiot. It is finished. It's finished in a secondary barrel. But that's where that extra color is coming from. That's where some of that, like, whoa, this isn't just a regular bourbon that's been sitting in a barrel its whole life. Like, it's doing something different, but everything else I said is me being an idiot. It's not like it's not in an Armagnac cask. It's not in a whatever.
What's the proof on that?
I am smart on the proof. It's a 96.
Yeah.
Jesus, my eyes suck, and I should be wearing readers. Readers off. No, it's a 96.6. I don't need it yet. I said 100. So let's round that up. It's a 97. I was within three points. Yeah, I'm ready for Matt Madness next year. I pulled the proof. I would have won points on finished. I would have pulled points on, but I didn't even try to think about anything else because that's ridiculous. Okay, so
you know what? I wasn't even thinking when I grabbed the bottle that it was a rye. I just grabbed the bottle.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I know you're a rye guy. Yeah. And I'm also a rye guy. I like ryes more than I like. I think what I've realized is, if I'm gonna just blind stuff out, I like rye heavy mash bill bourbon mash bills versus just straight ryes. Yeah. But I love ryes. I've got some great ryes in there. But I'm not a weeder, so the fact you brought a rye is good. So my job now is to go find some ryes, a couple of ryes that maybe sit in this proof range. That would be interesting to drink with this.
Sure.
So this is where the editing comes in because I have to go find some shit. And the first time I was like, would I edit this or not? Yeah, you don't. You edit this. This is ridiculous. All right, so this will be an edit point. Here is our blind, A, B, C. I will mix these up for Joe. He will not know. I lie. He didn't know what we're drinking.
No, I don't.
So I'm going to leave him an A, B, C because in prior episodes... We're drinking completely. We don't know what we're drinking. Different things at the different times. So now we're gonna drink them all together. So let me get these glasses put down. All right. So we're back. Somehow, some way. All right. So that was really tough, actually, to find. You guys saw what we got going on here. I think I didn't mess it up. I got myself confused. Now I'm confusing myself again. I think I'm right. So I put these in an order for a reason, and I have the bottles in an order for a reason. I showed you the bottles for a reason in a specific, and then I think I picked up the outside ones and then walked, and then I got myself all confused. But based on color, I think I know what we're doing. Who the hell knows? I guess we'll find out.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. So I had a lot more trouble with this because I've got some really unique and cool ryes. There's things I kind of wanted Joe to have, and I got real frustrated because I was like, can we have five or six Glencairns each? And I don't have enough Glencairns right now to do that. And also, that's probably not a good idea. He's got to drive home, and I got to get to Taco Bell. So then really proof point became the way I narrowed this down. So, and also uniqueness. And there's just one in here that he had to have. There was no question. So really, it was the third glass was the one I was deciding between. So cool. So again, we're going to be... We have the same glasses in the same order. I kind of know what they are, but I've already forgotten because I'm obviously like drunk already. So I'm completely confused. He has no idea what's going on.
No.
And we're just gonna drink these together and give our thoughts. And he's got himself a little pen and paper. And before we start recording, he goes, now, what do I do with this? Like, what do I write here? I'm like, whatever the hell you want or not at all. We've seen... Justin wrote a million notes and scores. My brother didn't write one thing. He moved the glasses around and called it good, but that shows what kind of student they were in school, I'm sure, as well. So we'll get ripping on this. I'm excited to see. The first time, I would try to almost score with him with my guest, and then kind of figured out. Now I kind of, I'm going to do the same thing just for my own interest, but really it's more about you. I want to know what you're, so tell us what you're smelling. Okay. So we know they're all ryes. We don't have to guess that. We don't have to, like, we're not going to play any games there. And they're all close-ish in proof. Man, that's a good nose. And again, I talk about all the time, the fun of blinds is in a vacuum. Like, I drank this one time. I drank one of these. I don't know which one. One of these one time. Actually, maybe both, two of these one time. In vacuums, I like them for their own reasons. When you put them next to things, all of a sudden, maybe it doesn't hold up. And you're like, I don't like that as much as I used to. I don't like it as much as that one.
Define vacuum.
By itself.
No.
Yeah. So, like, the first thing we did. Yeah. Your glass that you brought was a vacuum. I was just, I had nothing compared to it.
Right,
it just gets its own time. That's why that score, like, gets locked in.
Yeah.
Because anything after, whatever yours does in this line.
They got an influence on each other.
Yeah. It may get screwed up just because they don't go well together.
Yeah. Okay.
So give me some thoughts. What do you, have you gone through on your nose on all of them yet? And another trick, if you
want to... these three are all yours?
One's yours.
One's mine.
Is that Aaron? Gosh darn it. Hey, everybody. You've met Aaron. Aaron was on an episode.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that was fun. Yet to be edited, but you've seen it already if you're watching this. So Aaron's going to walk in our garage door because, again, we're just in my studio in the kitchen. Oh, my gosh. They're different. They're all so different.
Yeah, now I don't know which one's mine.
And if you ever – here's a trick. If you want to cleanse your nose out, if you smell your arm or your hand or your sleeve, that'll kind of kind of reset it a little bit to the best best you can.
All right, you want me to rank them as...
In the end, you're going to give me a 1, 2, 3 for sure.
Got it.
If you want to score them, you can score them. Okay. If you don't, if you just want to do it in Joe style, you just, whatever you... By the end, you're like, I like this the best, I like that the best.
Ooh, I kind of like 3.
3, it's quirky. You say you don't like it?
No, I do.
Oh, you do like it. And then again...
I kind of feel like, I kind of get like a cherry... Maybe?
On the nose?
On the nose.
It's just so different. This is a quirky one. I've given you two kind of quirky ones to kind of... and then, like I tell people all the time, water is a thing where either you're going to go after you drink them, either water every time after or don't do water at all. It's like one or the other because water is so...
It's kind of like wine. I got my scores for the nose.
Okay, we'll just keep rolling. Start tasting them. Then you can come back and smell because once you taste them, your nose will change.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Tell everybody hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello. This is me. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now she's has to go to her cave. Right. Oh my gosh. The uniqueness of 3 is...
Yeah, that one keeps on drawing me back.
Mm-hmm. I think on first pass, number 3 is my favorite by like a very... Hey, I watch. Come on,
sorry,
man.
I'm sorry.
New rule.
Sorry.
My production assistants will remove all technology. No, I'm kidding.
I'll do it.
I'm kidding.
It was just my wife.
We just covered that 4 minutes ago. Wife and kids, way backseat to the bourbon and to you guys. We've been distracted. Oh, little Counting Crows Omaha.
This is a fantastic album. I love this album.
Classic. And so is the next one.
I've seen the Counting Crows a number of times in concert.
Okay.
Every time they sing Mr. Jones, completely different.
Oh, that's cool.
Then I just wanted it the one time.
Oh, you want the CD version?
I want the CD version.
I am the exact opposite.
Just one time.
No.
Every other time it's the whole drawn out bluesy.
Yeah.
Sad, depressing.
Okay, what if they did the studio CD version and then they just dragged it out afterwards?
Yeah, with the
and jammed it out.
That'd be fine.
That's cool.
I'd be okay with that.
But I am the person who goes to a concert, and if they play it exactly like it's on the CD, I'm like, why am I here?
Well, that's true too.
Like, tell me your musicians.
Yeah.
Create.
Yeah.
So I like
think,
the fact
I think that's why I like Dave Matthews Band.
Always different.
Yeah.
But they're always...
But I never got into that jam band type stuff. Like
in the comments right now, tell us what dorks we are, how shitty Counting Crows are, how shitty Dave Matthews is.
So you're a big Fish guy, right? Were you a Fish guy?
I like Fish. I heard that
Fish is going to be the second performer at the Las Vegas Sphere.
That's going to be the new residence?
After U2.
Can you imagine the graphics they're going to put up on Fish shit? Oh my God! You better go in on some shrooms or super high. Like that's gonna be the cool. The Sphere. Mixed feelings about the Sphere. I don't even understand how you get 100,000+ speakers. Like they're they're this big, but still,
it's supposed to be amazing.
It looks cool, and because we're just geeking out and we're buzzed now. Like, can I give mad props to the Rolling Stones? Like, they're 80 gosh darn years old. I say gosh darn, and I'll say fuck later. Like right now. They just came out with a brand new album at 80 whatever years old. The Stones. You ever heard the Stones' new stuff?
No.
They have a brand new album, and it's not like it sounds just like the Stones. It could be a 30-year-old album, but it also sounds fresh and modern. Like, okay. And they're out there.
Is it better than Dolly Parton's rock album?
I don't know. I would yes. I don't even know what you're talking about. And I would say yes.
It's got awful.
No, the Stones is like quality all the way through. It's not like. It's not like REO Speedwagon, who's out there still wearing their leather and wearing the just playing the same songs they played 40 years ago. Yeah. The Stones are still making music, and when you go see them in concert, they're still dancing and running around the stage, like 80 gosh darn years. Like I'm like the Stones are bad at, and I'm not even like a Stones freak. I just really respect what they're doing. As we get older. And watch all of our heroes get older and die and whatever, to see the Stones still out there doing, I'm like, this is crazy. Anyway.
All right.
On your first pass, or where are you kind of thinking right now?
All right, so I like one. I like three.
Okay.
Two is the one that's, like, giving me problems.
You're not loving it?
It's not bad.
It's just too different?
It's
too
just
weird?
Not
too,
for me.
What about two are you not jonesing with?
Like, the nose isn't as good, I don't think, as one and three.
Okay, agree. I think.
And I think the taste is a little bit hot, more heat.
Mm-hmm.
There's more heat on two than one and three.
Okay.
Now, I could be completely wrong.
You're thinking heat proof, or you're thinking... sometimes it's not even proof. It's just an ethanol. Sometimes it comes out different.
Yeah.
That Coy Hill's 141, and I don't think it has any ethanol.
Oh, the Coy Hill's 141?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't that hot.
No, it's smooth and chocolatey.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you went through this way, like, I don't always do this either, but I'm going to go back the other way and see if they hit you differently coming the other direction.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
So far, just on a first pass and doing really crappy math, I think that three is my favorite, but see again.
Yeah, well, I got the same thing.
This note, and I talk about this a lot too, this amount of liquor in the bottom of the glass is hard to get a good nose on, whereas like this one's going to be a little better. So I don't know if I even trust my scores now. I talk about all the time how I like it when you come back to the nose and every time it's different. And this three is doing that for me every time it's different, and that, which makes me, it's hard to score. Because I'm like, one time I'm like, that's a 7. Then next time I'm like, that's an 8. Next time it's a 7. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. It's really good. I'm going to leave it where it is.
I'm sticking by my score.
On all of them?
On all of them.
Look how much is left in one.
Well, one had a lot in it.
Two is so quirky. I feel like I'm being smart today. I'm like, every time I'm like, this is what I was scored on my second pass, I look down like, that's what I get at the last time.
Yeah.
Which is they're all good. All three of these are good.
Yeah.
Do you have scores?
Yeah, I do have scores.
Oh, look at your three.
Yeah.
Oh, and your one. Okay, yeah. Jesus.
But to be honest, this is the first time I've ever scored a blind. So this could be bad or good.
No, I love it. I love it.
I'm saving this.
Super dummy. Yeah. Frame that shit so when we're all famous, you're like, look at this. What was your favorite?
My favorite was three.
So
my favorites, here's my scoring. This one, which is what?
This is a Middle West
Spirits.
Straight rye whiskey. It's a dark pumpernickel.
Okay.
So aged over, so it's over 3 years. So that, so we just, we don't know how aged it is.
Right.
We just know it's over three.
And where's this from?
Columbus, Ohio. And it's a 96 proof. So this is one where I've seen these before and I just pass them over.
Right.
And then I kept seeing some of those awesome channels that we all love praising the Middle West stuff, specifically this pumpernickel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love pumpernickel bread.
Yeah.
And this is the fun of this game that we play. This is the mash bill. Like, so these craft distilleries are doing cool stuff with heirloom grains and things that are older grains, things that you're not used to, you know. Whereas like the big boys, if they're gonna make a rye, they're gonna make it with some easily growable, easily gettable mass rye, you know. So this is a fun one, and this one is so quirky.
Yeah,
pumpernickel rye.
But now that you say the pumpernickel,
you can kind of hear or smell that.
Yeah, no, well, I can kind of taste it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's my number one too.
Okay.
So I
thought it was fantastic.
I gave it an 8. That's okay. An average of 8 for me.
That was an average of 8?
Yours an 8.3?
8.3.
So you're
repeating 3.
3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Yeah.
That would be a top shelf in your world for if it was an 8.3.
According to your score.
According to my own 8.2 scale, yes. It's not top shelf for me, but it is really good.
Okay.
And then
my two was bottle number 1.
Which is your bottle.
Which was my bottle.
And this is the problem. This is why I love doing this, because he doesn't know what he's drinking and what order he's drinking them in.
Yeah.
So I feel like his scores are the most authentic. This one for me got 3rd.
Okay.
But it's a 7.5, which is a super solid bottle.
Yeah. You know? And what did you score it initially? 7.7?
7.7, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good. That's a good. Thank you, producer.
Yeah.
I did an 8.5 on the nose initially with you in a vacuum.
Right.
I did 8.5 when we were doing the blind. And then when I came back around and was comparing them, I dropped it a half.
Right.
I did a 7 on the palate initially. I did a 7 on the palate this time. I did a 7.5 on the finish. I did 7. So I did everything the exact same, actually, except I just dropped that nose a little bit down compared to other things.
Yeah.
So I feel like 7.5 is its probably true spot. But it's going to be a 7.7 in our show forever.
Yeah.
Because I locked that in.
Should we talk about costs?
Not yet, because you don't know what this is.
No, I don't.
This is your third place?
Yeah, that was my third place.
This was my second place.
Okay. That was bottle number 2. Dirt. Glass number 2.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Have you read it yet?
No, I can't see that.
Yo, sorry, old man. It's a Sagamore.
I see that, yes.
So when you brought Sagamore, I was like, I've got to bring this Sagamore out. Okay. I just got this week.
Okay.
It's a Sagamore.
Right. Distiller Select.
Finished in tequila barrels.
Ah, that's what was throwing me off, probably.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a tequila finish, and it's a 98 proof. Yours was like a 97 proof.
Right.
This one was, I think, 100 proof. No, 96 proof. Like, these are literally
all the same, right?
Yeah, so proof is not our issue. But, yeah, I wanted you to have this because, one, you love Sagamore.
Right.
Two, here's Sagamore. But tequila finish?
Yeah.
Very unique. And so the fact you brought Sagamore tonight and that I had this in my... And, like, literally this week I bought this. Like, that's got to be there. And then this Middle West, if you haven't tried that, go try that if you're a rye person, especially. So unique.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And was that your number one?
That was my number one.
That was your number
one. I had a score of 8.3.
Yeah. So this would be Joe's top shelf if that was his score system, which he doesn't have, I don't think.
Not yet.
And then, that was a lot of fun. So thank you all for watching this. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. That's good shit.